Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to another very inspiring segment of Spiritual Insights. Today, we're joined by the amazingly gifted psychic medium from Sci-Fi's The Possessed. Mr. Rick Hayes joins us today to discuss all things paranormal and mediumistic. We're going to share some insights, some light, and set the tone for the season to bring people peace. A little bit about Rick. Since 2003, he has brought inspiration and life-changing insight to thousands through personal consultations, media appearances, and speaking engagements. But today, he will share with you the gifts of life daily and the life after. Rick is a published author, inspirational speaker, and founder of Life's Gift, Inc., and what many define as a world-renowned psychic medium. He's appeared on numerous radio and television shows that include Sirius Satellite Radio, CBS, Fox, and the Sci-Fi Channel. So whether you believe or disbelieve, today Rick Hayes is here for you. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, it's a great day, Char, and it's, what a great opportunity to share insights through spirit and nowhere else but Spiritual Insight Radio.
Aw, you're sweet. I like to start kind of at the very beginning, because most of us with this gift, we have interesting childhoods, even more interesting teen years, and then there comes a point, there's four phases. My friend Chris Alexandria, wonderful, wonderfully gifted woman, the way she answered my question to her, when did this all start and all that, she told me the story about how, I knew when I was a kid, but I was really good at hiding it. And then there's a point where you come out of the closet, and there's a point where you own up to it. So what's your story? Were you aware as a child, like many of us, or what happened with you?
Well, it sounds very comparable to your friend's, thoughts as well, because, first of all, I share with everyone that the abilities I share, I feel we all have, that when we're created, we're given many gifts, including the gift of knowing that there's more than just life here. There is a spiritual connection. But for myself, I'm not an exception. I feel like I was born with it. But for me, my memory can only go back as far as 4 or 5, probably during that time. And that's, I share that as one of those, I can remember the experiences of waking up in the middle of the evening or the middle of the night and sneaking to my parents' bedroom and thinking I was getting away with crawling into their bed without them knowing it. And they would take me back in my bedroom, and they'd ask me in a loving way to go back to sleep, and I would share with them, but this man over here in the corner keeps talking to me, or this lady keeps sitting on my bed, and they share with me that at the time, you're just dreaming, but I knew differently. So
yeah.
Throughout my life, just as your friend shared, my family knew, I knew that I had these abilities, but I kept them to myself just because of I didn't want to be ridiculed or looked at as being something, as being different. And I kept them to myself until about 12 years ago. And 12 years ago, I had an experience in my life that shared with me that I have a purpose in my life, and that is one of the reasons for this purpose was to have these abilities to share. And so the last 12 years has been an absolutely phenomenal life, and I truly am thankful of knowing that my purpose in life to this day.
Yeah. Did that happen in 2001?
It actually happened in 2001. not out in public, but it was through a friend of mine that I was associated with through a corporate, in the corporate world I was in. And for the first time in her, for the first time in my life, I shared outside my family the abilities, and I shared with her some messages that I was being driven to share with her because of something that was going through in her life at this time. And a few days later, she actually came to my office, Char, and I'll never forget it. Just like yesterday, she walked in my office and she said, you know, first of all, she shared the validations that the messages were given a few days before. She also shared with me that, you know, that it brought her so much comfort through this time. And then she kind of stepped back and always shared. She gave me a little bit of a push a little bit. She said, why are you being selfish? And I looked at her and I said, why do you say I'm selfish? And she said, you have something you should be sharing with others. You've got a gift and you need to be, you know, a gift is something you give to others. And you're keeping it to yourself, so you're being selfish. And I'll never forget that day because that evening I came home, spent the whole night, I did not go to sleep, and I prayed and I meditated and I asked for guidance. And the very next day then I decided that this must be the time for me to begin to share. And then the following March, that was in 2002, March 2002, we began Life's Gift. And it's been an amazing life the last 12 years.
Yeah, I was just shocked that you said that because it's been the same way for me. I had a huge awakening in 2001, and it hasn't been the same since, in positive ways, and just so many miracles that I've witnessed since. So you basically embraced it and said, okay, I don't have to be shy about this anymore, and what you started maybe handing out business cards and got some clients, and how did it lead to radio appearances and the upward track?
Well, first of all, I truly believe this when I speak in schools to what I call our future generation, our youth in this world. I share with them in schools that when you have a door open in your path, in your life path, and I call it an opportunity, it is not for you to stand in front of that door and ask, why did that door open? It's for you to walk through it. It's guiding you, and it's creating opportunities for you to walk through it and never have the fear of not walking through it. I am no exception. As I began sharing with these abilities and word of mouth began happening very, very quickly, and then that led to, I guess the next step then, Char, was I had an opportunity to write a book, and I never even knew I could write. You know, if you knew me in high school, as many of my friends would tell you in high school, it's like Rick can actually write.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, because English just wasn't my forte, and writing was not my forte. And so, but I actually wrote a book, and that book just took off, and from there it led to other opportunities, and it continues to do so. And it's just, I am very happy each morning to wake up and look forward to what the day's going to bring.
Wow. Yeah, and I'm sure the kids from high school were quite shocked, especially since they voted you least likely to publish. And now look at it. If my friends could see me now, and they probably
do.
It's actually
a lot of fun because I've met a lot of, in the last several years, I've met a lot of individuals who actually went to high school with, and they will say, first thing they will say is, Rick, we've heard a lot about you, and then their next question is, you know, why didn't you tell us back in high school you had these abilities? Why didn't you share with us? And I would respond with, well, let me ask you this question. If I shared with you that I was seeing your uncle, for example, standing behind you and has moved on, I said, what would you do? And their immediate reaction is kind of look at me, and I'll never forget one friend of mine, he said, well, we always thought you were weird. And then they say, well, you know, we probably would look at you differently. And that's why I just kept it to myself, because at the time growing up, I just wanted to, at the time where I thought was being just a regular person, I wanted to be a regular, normal kid, and that's what I was striving very, very hard to do. Even though I did recognize my abilities through my life, I just did not share because I wanted to be a regular kid.
Yeah, my friends closest to me knew, just because, you know, when you say something like so-and-so's about to knock on the door, or in our case, we were hanging out in an apartment and doing things that teenagers do, and I got that chill, and I looked around, and I said, the cops are coming, we have to go. And one girl went, no, they're not, you know, you're paranoid. You know, a lot of people try to say I was paranoid or I thought too much. And we didn't use the word psychic, but my friend stood up and said, no, she said the cops are coming. They're coming. And I felt it out, and it was a square park with entrances at all four corners. And I looked around. I was like, over this way, to the right, the diagonal right, we have to go through that one. And the minute we got to the exit of the park, three cop cars came into the other three exits, and we took off running. And there was no discussion afterwards, but after that, you know, if I said, oh, something's about to happen, they believed me. And like you, I had an opportunity this year to have a conversation with a good buddy of mine from school, and he said, so, what's with all the psychic and medium stuff? So I told him, I said, well, you know, here's how it happened. And he said, why didn't you tell me? So I said this, I said, listen to me, my friend, because he was a very good friend to me in school. I said, if I had come to you after the opening night of Fiddler on the Roof and told you that while I was swinging that mop around, that there were 13 spirits standing on a stage, tapping their feet to the music and clapping their hands, what would you have said to me? And I put him in the hot seat, and he says, I wouldn't have discredited you, or I wouldn't have said anything bad. I said, no, but you would have gotten away from me as fast as your legs could carry you, wouldn't you? You wouldn't have hurt your feelings, but you would have seen me differently, like you. And he says, yeah, I would have. I said, I couldn't take that risk. I was trying too hard to fit in, to have one more. I was a weirdo. I couldn't add to the list. So, it is the way it is. But then you come to a point where, you know, you're an adult and you decide to embrace it, and you come out of the closet and offer yourself for the service of humanity. And slowly but surely, it works out to where you get that comfort level. And so I'm glad it did for you. And,
well, yeah, and the thing is, Char, is that, you know, after you see how you really change and touch individuals' lives and give them so much faith and belief throughout this, you know, especially in the last 12 years of my life, I recognized, I thought, why didn't I do this 20 years ago? Why didn't I do this years ago? And I'll never forget, after about 2 years of sharing the messages, and life's gift was created, I asked a family member of that. I said, why didn't I do this 20 years ago? Just think how many more I could have connected with and brought faith and comfort and validation to them. And I'll never forget my family member. They looked right at me and they said, because it wasn't the right time. And I thought, that's exactly right. It was the right time for me to share abilities. The timing was right, and that was the right time. It wasn't 20 years ago. It was for me to go through all these that I went through in my life for that moment 12 years ago.
Yeah, when you're still in development, it would be kind of tricky to play both sides of the line, and because we have to learn the laws. I mean, it's hard following the laws of two different worlds, and we're held to a higher standard because we understand those laws. And timing is everything. I was told in 2001, okay. Up till this point, I was 33 years old. It was explained to me that you burned off four lifetimes of karma before the age of 33. And now, in the second half of your life, this is where you now share all that you've learned. And then, you know, everything just fell into place from there. And it really takes off when you embrace what you're here to do. It's almost effortless, you know?
Absolutely.
And so I love that you were on the Sci-Fi Channel. You are sci-fi. how was that experience being in the documentary and all that you did on Sci-Fi?
Well, it was an honor to be a part of it. I was actually contacted for that picture document that was being filmed for Sci-Fi, and there was three specifications I asked at the time. I shared with the producers. I said, first of all, and I share this in all the media I'm in, first thing is do not share with me anything about the location or any background on the location that you're taking me to, because I will know when I get there, and I will probably know more about the location because I'm going to be connecting with those who have experienced and had the memories there. And then the second thing I share is don't script me. Don't ask me to be something I'm not. And I share this with all shows I'm with, that just let me be Rick. and don't try to say I have to channel act like I'm channeling, because quite honestly, my own personal feelings, we got too much of that going on television today. So I want to be just me. And so that was the second thing. And then the third is kind of a joke, but, you know, we have a lot of fun with it. I share with everyone, you know, I share with them. I said, the third thing is make sure I have M&Ms in my green room, you know. So, but, I mean, it was just the location we went to was just, you know, I immediately connected. I'll never forget when I walked up to the porch of this location, immediately shared with one of the producers I said, I actually looked into the doorway. I saw the spirit of a young girl about halfway up the stairs inside the home, and I looked at the producer and I said, "We have a little girl wanting to connect with me." And right away, he started freaking out. He said, "We don't have you mic'd up yet. We don't have the cameras ready. Will she wait?" And I said, "Well, yeah, she's got forever. She's not going anywhere. You know, she has more patience than we do." And the producers I work with in that particular film, and I've done some other things with them as well, just some amazing, you know, producers. And I've had the opportunity to be on Travel Channel and Bio Channel and any opportunity I have to share that life goes on, I appreciate the opportunity to do so.
Absolutely, and part of, you know, the joy that I get from reading for people and connecting with their loved ones is the look in their eyes, the peace they feel, that it's not gone, they're not far away, and so it's so gratifying to help others and see that, because, you know, I had my own tragedies, and that was difficult, and even though after he died, I could see him. I could see the rocking chair swinging, but it really wasn't much of a help. I had to go through my own grieving process. So I understand the depths of the grieving process. And if I ever, you know, curse the day he died, it's, you know, look at the empathy that's given me to help others and to say I understand and have them know that I do understand and that there is peace to be found after tragedy or loss, you know. So.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with that. I mean, a published article I wrote was, "Is it okay to cry?" And so often I have those individuals ask me. They say, you know, I can't help myself. I know they're around me. I know they're continuing life on, but I can't help myself from grieving. And I share with them, it's okay to cry, because it's okay to grieve, because you're simply sharing. Every tear that falls is a tear of showing how much you care and love for that individual, and you're going to miss them in their physical body, and you're going to miss them in their, you know, in their physical voice. But you just have the comfort in your heart of knowing that they're around you, and they're doing what I call a life continuance. They're moved on and simply continue on their life, and they're around you.
Yeah, and it's especially hard around the holidays when you're missing a loved one.
Yeah.
But you also have a radio show now. How is that going?
Thank you for bringing that to the show. We've actually go on air at right after this show.
I know.
At 6 o'clock on Wednesday nights, and it's called Reflections with Rick Hayes, and we have it every Wednesday night. And this will be going into our sixth year in January with the show. And this tonight, by the way, I'll do a little self promotion here, but. Tonight is I'm going to be announcing I'm going to be sharing with me about starting in October. I received a lot of requests for my predictions for 2014, and so tonight on my show I'll be sharing before they're published my predictions for 2014. We're also going to look at some of the predictions I had that was accurate and not so quite accurate in 2013, but. So it's a lot of fun. It's a show very, as you know, Char, doing your show. It flies very, very fast every time you're on, and it's just so much fun to just share thoughts, and because that's how we learn in this life, right? By learning and sharing and growing and building on this world together, and that's what that show's all about.
Great, and I always like to say, let's learn together. You know. We can all be teachers, but we never stop being students, and so we can all learn from each other. And just so everybody listening knows, if you're listening through iTunes or YouTube, there is a link to Rick's show from the show page on blogtalkradio.com/Charlotte Spicer, and We're going to tell you how to get there towards the end of the show. I'm going to tune in tonight. I checked it out in my research to get everything together. But, wow, amazing journey, and your books are doing well. You've gotten great reviews, and I also read that one of the producers from the Sci-Fi Channel said in making that documentary, they met many, but you made a believer out of them. So kudos to you for paving the way for that person. That's really cool.
Well, thank you, Jar, and you know, I share with everyone again that, you know, to just believe, that's the key, is just believe.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, we have some people waiting to speak with you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready. Okay, here we go. Area code 310, hi. Wait, give her a second. The console is bringing her on. Hi there. Oh, nope, lost her. Hi, you're on the air with Rick. So I'm going to go to the next caller.
Okay.
Area code 847. Hi, you're on the air with Rick Hayes. What's your name?
Hi, this is Jill. Thank you.
Hi, Jill. Thanks for calling in and tuning in. And what's your question for Rick?
I've had a couple of rough years, the last few years, and how does he see next year going for me? Are things going to smooth out? Anything he gets, is that too general?
Hi, Jill. Happy holidays, first of all. How this works for me is as I'm listening to you and feeling your energy, I'm also connecting with others around you that are guiding in your life as well. This is family members who's moved on, or it could be just those in spirit that are guiding you. You said the last 2 years. I actually feel like it's been a little more than 2 years. It may be closer to three. But I do want to say I do feel like there's going to be from January, February, you're going to feel like, is this going to be another year like the last three? I'm going to share with you that, no, I do feel like there's going to be, I don't want to say it's going to be a drastic change. There's going to be a little bit of adjustment for you. I do feel like I do see something about an environment change. So I don't know if you're changing where you're living or changing the environment as a whole, but I see a sun coming up as we're speaking. So I do feel like by April, maybe April, May, you'll start seeing things turn around. I need to ask you, Jill, real quickly, one of the things I keep hearing is relation. Are you having a friendship or a relationship situation in the last 3 years as well?
No, I'm not in a relationship.
Okay. Will you remember I shared that with you, and that may be part of your next year?
Okay.
And I want to say this for you, Jill. I don't know if it's – I feel – a strong friendship is going to be more of a strong friendship for right now, and if that grows, that's entirely up to you. That's your choice, but I feel like there's going to be a strong friendship that's going to come around for you as well.
Okay.
Just keep believing and stay positive. Positive energy overcomes negative energy every time, and all the issues that you've had, I want to go back. I'm going to keep hearing 29 months. So I feel like if you go back from now to 29 months ago, all these things that you've been going through, look at them as growing lessons for you, and just look at them as what did I learn from it. And, again, I feel like by the middle of the end of April, you'll start seeing things happening again for you. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. And I also saw a nickel. So this is real quickly to share with you. A loved one who's moved on is around you, is showing me a nickel. So they give us a physical sign or physical validation sometimes. So if you do see a nickel, I feel like this is going to be coming up very soon. This is his way of saying hello, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jill. I'm going to put you on hold so you can continue to listen.
Okay.
All right, now we're going to area code 904, bring you on the air. Hello, this is Charlotte. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Patty.
Hi, Patty. And what is your question for Rick, dear?
Similar to the first question, just I've been kind of having some struggles this year and in the midst of changes, and just want to kind of see how things are going to shape up.
It's been tough.
Yeah, it's been a rough year.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Okay. Hi, Patty.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I heard every word you shared.
Oh, good.
Okay? And I want to share again, happy holidays to you. The first
thank
thing I wrote, and I usually don't take notes, but when I'm on a show like this, I do write things as you're speaking. I did write the paper or letters. I don't know if there's a letter connection or a paper connection to you, but I feel like there's several papers. I don't know if they're around you right now, but on papers. And I do want to also share, Patty, that just unlike the last caller, I feel like that some of the things that some of these issues, some are going to go away. I do feel like there's one that's going to kind of hang around throughout next year, but I feel like that you'll be able to have a lot more confidence and a lot more strength in what you did when overcoming this as well. I do feel like this is a connection to another person. So what I'm going to share with you is keep the positive and keep that energy in you for the next year. And I also heard something about your transportation will be better as well. Okay. I need to ask you, Paige, do you have a grandmother that's moved on?
Yes, I do, yes.
And you work very close?
Sort of.
Okay. No. She keeps sharing with me it is a grandmother. I feel like it's on your mom's side. And I do feel like this grandmother want me to acknowledge her to let you know she's around and she's helping you. And she says she's not as slow as she was before. She wants you to know how she's got a lot more get up and go now. Okay? And she's going to be, and she's around you. And I keep seeing something about letters or papers. So you might, if you have some papers you need to go through, I really feel in the next 4 or 5 months, you really want to go through those and really look through those and see if everything is as you want them to be, okay?
Okay.
And how's everything with relationships and job, Patty?
Well, I'm still doing marketing, which I've been doing for years and years, over 20 years, but the business is all changing with the economy, and, you know, my heart's not really in it, and I'm just kind of like hanging on because I know what to do there. And relationship-wise, I've been alone for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel for the employment situation, I feel 6 months. Give it 6 months and you start to see a little uplift in the opportunities that come your way. I know you're probably bored with the marketing, but I think that might segue into something a little more creative to give you some – ignite your passion, so to speak.
Yeah.
And with regard to relationships, try to let go as best you can of previous relationships because – you know, when we kind of focus on the past, we kind of recreate more of that. And if you find it in your heart to forgive, that would help you in the long run. Okay?
Okay. Alrighty.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I try not to get too personal. Okay. Well, good luck to you, and I thank you so much for tuning in and for calling in and talking with us.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed holiday. Thank you.
You too. I'm going to put you on hold so you can continue to listen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so... let me look at this. I think there's no one here, but let me check. Hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Ah, good. Hi. I tried to connect with you earlier, and it didn't work, but I'm glad you're here. What is your name?
Yeah. I could hear you earlier, but you couldn't hear me. But anyway,
right.
My name is Vince, and I'm calling from Los Angeles, and I just want to see what Rick picks up.
Hi, Vince, and how's L.A.?
It's warm today, a little cloudy on and off, and the temperature is about 70, so it's nice and comfortable.
I love L.A.
Yeah, isn't it a trip? I moved out here to avoid the harsh, cold winters. I had enough of them.
Well, this right away, I got to connect with you. You got an older male. I connect. There's an older male that's around you. This could be a father, grandfather type figure, and... and you're not originally from California, is that correct?
That's correct.
You just said you moved. Did you move west then? Did you start out more central east and moved west?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I want to share with you, I do feel like through part of the time since you moved, you thought, did you do the right thing? This older male saying, if you would have stayed back where you was, you wouldn't have gotten anywhere. And he's very, very happy that you moved and you did make the decision right, okay? I also feel like this older male, and again, it's a father, grandfather who wants to connect with something about it. He's talking about his leg or his legs, so he's wanting to acknowledge that as well. As far as you, Vince, I want to share with you, are you in a business, and are you in a business atmosphere in your employment, or do you own a business, or do you have a business connection?
No, well, that's what I was calling about. I don't have my own business. So I've been looking for work like crazy, but I want to see what you get first.
For a
business? I'm getting business owner.
Yeah,
I keep hearing business,
yeah.
Okay. Well, what's happened is quite some time, 6 years ago, I lost a full-time job. I was wrongfully terminated, but there's nothing I could do about that. And the union wouldn't help me. But on and off the last 6 years, I've been just mostly working temp work and everything. And now what's happened is my unemployment is about to run out. And unless I get something real quick, I'm going to be in real bad position. Now, the thing is, I need a job just to get the bills paid and get by. But my heart and goal lies in the acting and the writing. And I have been doing that. I'm union. And I just recently cut 22 inches of my hair to make myself more, not just to make myself more available to the acting, but also because I wanted to do that because of two people that have had cancer. So I wanted to donate my hair to their cause, my wife being one of them, and Robin Quivers being the other. You know, right now, but bottom line is, unless something happens real quick, I'm going to be in really bad shape.
Well, Vince, I want to share with you, first of all, what you've been going through is just a challenge. And any challenge in life is temporary. So focus on the rewards that's going to come out of this and maintain that confidence. I know some days it's very hard, but you really want to maintain your confidence and maybe refocus on the talent and the passion you have inside you. When you said acting and writing, I do feel like, I don't know about in front of the camera, I feel like you're going to have a camera connection, and I feel like that you really need, I want to say this, I would start today, but I feel like there's going to be maybe an opportunity or an opening in February. And again, what I'm going to share with you on a personal note is, as you're doing this and you're becoming your own path, you also, like you said, you got to eat, so you got to pay the bills. So if you have to do something on the side along with this, I do feel this. I do feel like you're going to find something that to help you on just in a part-time mode, or it's not going to be what you're going to do in your career or in your life path, but it will be assisting well. This may come to you by the soon after the end of this month, that you'll have that opportunity. But I want you to focus on business. I heard business, which, you know, as Char shared with you, it's being your own, doing your own thing. And mm-hmm. I feel like you really need to focus on that. I also want to commend you very, very highly. I want to say thank you for what you're doing for those that are being afflicted with some of the, you know, this cancer. And thank you so much for what you did. 22 inches up, you know, I want to thank you for that as well. I do want to share this with you. This older male is very, very close to you and connected with you. Has your dad moved on, or your grandfather
both,
and your dad?
Both my father. My father died first when I was 13 years old, okay. And then my grandfather died a few years later when I was, I think I was about 22 at the time. I was older. Yeah, I was about 22 at the time my grandfather died. And it's almost like from the other side, they both fight for my attention to try and guide me. You know, 1 minute, like my place is, I constantly smell cigarette smoke around my place all the time. And the people that just moved up above us don't even smoke. And my dad smoked like a chimney. I don't know about my grandfather because I didn't know, but my father and my grandfather were at odds with each other. That was my mother's father. They never liked each other. So it's a battle between the two of them. One of the things that I did forget when you said business, I had some ideas for some. I have an idea for an invention that's so simple, and I want to approach somebody about it. I have actually a couple of ideas for an invention, and I want to approach somebody about it. And I'm just wondering if these inventions are going to make it worth my while.
Shark Tank. Oh, I'm kidding.
Shark Tank. No, actually, I wanted to ask you, Rick, if you were picking up on this too. First, I hear your dad and your grandfather laughing. So they're kind of getting along, but there's some friendly competition going on there. And when you said that, they were snickering. Did you hear that, Rick?
Yeah.
They're funny. I like them a lot. I like them both. And there's no major rift with them anymore. It was just a personality clash. But earlier, right after you said you were wrongfully terminated, I wrote partner with someone. And at my first opportunity, I wanted to say, is there something that you are passionate about that you could partner with someone? Like, and this feels to me like a financial backer. Rick, are you getting anything on that? Like, that would get
well,
more in this
is,
way?
There is
oh,
partnership
go ahead.
Is very strong. Partnership is very strong.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There is a book that I wrote.
It is.
That I like to try and get a publisher to publish my book because I know it would do well, and I've got like five more in mind that I want to write. That's extreme controversy, but this first one, it's kind of like falls in the line of Goodfellas and Casino, and I would eventually like to turn it into a script because it's a true fact of a lot of things that happened with the union, and that's what it's all about is the corrupt union. So I'm just trying to find a publisher for that.
Let me see if I can help you with that, Vince. Is it okay if I write your phone number down?
Oh, please.
Okay, I'll call you over the weekend, but let me see what I can do for you in that regard. But, yeah, I felt it was definitely industry-related, so I'm glad it's a book. What are you feeling, Rick?
Yeah, but you said five. You had five?
I have at least five more books in mind that I want to write, but I want to get this one out in the market first before I continue with the others.
Yeah, I do feel there. You said five. You may be contracted for three, but I do feel that you may do the other two. You know, if you do the three back to back right away, but then the other two will be picked up at maybe a few years later, later in your life.
Right. Yeah, the last two would be funny, one it would be all about my dreams, and the other one would be funny and interesting, unusual news stories over the years that I've heard. But the first four are very, very controversial, and people are going to hate me. Some people are going to hate me for it, some people are going to praise me for it.
Sounds like a movie.
Well, one of them is I'm going to talk about how phony a lot of things in the Bible is, how Jesus was bisexual, stuff like that.
Oh, that is controversial, sir.
Yes.
Free country, I guess. It feels like you're shopping it around in the industry and getting a lot of doors slammed because nobody wants to total self-destruction. But I think
they don't want to have backlash on it.
Yeah, so it might have to be changed a little bit. You're not going to like it. You're not going to like what they want to change. But, I mean, just do your thing. Be yourself. Open your heart, and opportunities will fall right into your path, okay?
Okay.
Rick,
and healing energy sent, you said your wife is going through cancer now?
Well, my wife fought breast cancer, and they did operate to remove a lump. So they don't know if she hasn't been back to get diagnosed recently, so I'm just wondering if she's okay, if she's spread to the lymph nodes, it's going to come back. But the other biggest issue is she has lupus as well.
Okay. Well, I do feel pressed. I do feel pressed to the left side, but I do feel that there is some releasing of that. So, but the key here is just to I'm sending healing energies, and I know Char will as well. We're gonna give her the very best.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, in the meantime, you do see a job coming for me soon, huh?
I would, and again. I always share with everyone, another gifts we're given in our life is the gift of choice. What we're sharing with you today is a directional thing. You choose, in other words, keep your eyes focused, keep your eyes open, go out there and believe in yourself and with the confidence in yourself and make it happen. And it will happen. And I do feel it's out there. You, as I said at the very beginning of the show, that door opens, you walk through it, Vince, and everything will fall in place for you, okay?
All right.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you, Vince, and I will talk to you over the weekend, okay?
All right. Oh, you have my number, right?
I wrote it down, and I will give you a call sometime on Saturday. I'm pretty booked with readings, but as soon as I'm finished for the day, I'll give you a call for a few minutes, and I might have some ideas on who I can link you up with, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to move on to other callers. Okay, area code 337, you're up next. They've been waiting for about 17 minutes. Hi, what's your name?
Hello, hi. My name is Tamla.
Hi. Do you have a question for Rick?
I just wanted to see what he can see for me in the area of opportunities, business opportunities coming up for me.
Oh, you said your name is Pamela?
Pamela.
How do you spell that, with a T?
Uh-huh, T-A-M-L-A.
Pamela, mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful name.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Well, happy holidays, and as soon as you said opportunities, I heard two. And this is what I'm going to share with you. I'm kind of excited about this. I don't know if you've been kind of waiting or if you're kind of feel like you're in a rut. You've been in a rut, but there's going to be two opportunities that's almost like back-to-back, and you're going to have to make a choice. And what I'm going to share with you is you want to follow what you feel inside is the best path to go. You've got two really good opportunities that's coming up. I do feel like an increase in all areas of your life. And I'm pretty blunt, and if I felt like this was something not good, I would share with you, but I'd do it in a positive light. But I'm very excited about this for you because I feel like this time next year, if you called in and you would be telling us about these two opportunities, you didn't know which way to go, you took the right one, and life is absolutely great. So congratulations.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, because if I ask you this, then it'll kind of give me heads up as to which opportunity, because I know they're coming. I've been getting a lot of calls and everything, but it's just that for me, I just want to use, you know, tap into the one that's for my higher good. One of them, it will involve me doing a relocation from the South to the East Coast.
Yeah.
Does that resonate more with my higher good?
Yeah, I did feel like there's going to be a move for you.
Okay.
I do feel that, and I do feel like that it's going to be – what field is it in?
Right now I have like a home-based business and I have contracts. And with the one on the East Coast, it's going to kind of be like the same thing, but it's just that it's a company that's already in place. It's with someone that I know, and it's like mentoring, and it's just different things. It's entertainment and everything.
Yeah.
And I've been involved in it for quite some time, but now it looks like it has more of a foundation, and it looks like I'm needed more in that area. So I've been kind of keeping that on the back burner, just looking to see what it's doing, but it looks like it's fixing to take off.
Yeah, you light that fire underneath that because it's getting ready to boil, okay? So you be ready for it. I mean, everything is falling into place for you for this. And I do, and when you said a business on the East Coast, I did see a big building, and I did see this was going to be opportunities. And I feel like this is going to be for several years. It's almost like you've been creating yourself for this opportunity, and this opportunity is going to be very good for you. You're going to be very happy with this.
And she's really good at it.
Thank you, you're really intuitive too.
So that combination for you. And especially the energy from your name. You're rocking it. I like you a lot.
Oh, thank you guys so much. God bless you.
Well, and thank you. And whenever you get the top, you give us a call because you're our friend now, okay?
Yeah, don't forget
us.
Lowly
okay.
people.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Pamela. But it's so refreshing, Rick, when someone says, could you tell me which opportunity would be for my highest good?
Yes, that is.
It puts a smile on my face and warmed my heart. Like, oh, my God, I love this girl already. And
yeah.
I know there's so many people that we've read for that when they didn't hear what they wanted to hear, it's like, rawr, and they go after you, which is sad. But the goal for, what we do is to connect you with the information that will keep you inspired to keep moving and tell you what you need to hear, and it's very hard for us to not be able to tell you what you want to hear, so please be gentle if we don't. So moving on to area code 512, and bring you on the air now. Hello, this is Charlotte. What's your
name? Hello. Hi, my name is Pearl.
Pearl, pretty. And what's your question?
Well, I have problems with people, dealing with people. It's like if they have issues, all of a sudden I'm irritated by their issues. And so I tend to not want to be around people, but at the same time, I would like to create opportunities for myself to do things that I love to do. And I just was wondering if you had a message for me from my guides, or you see something, or give me a little direction.
Pearl, first of all, thanks for calling, and I agree that name's that's a very unique name, and be proud of that, okay?
Okay, thanks.
A question I have, first of all, is I wrote down the word mom or mother. How's your connection with your mom?
My mom has passed on.
Okay. How was your relationship with your mom when she was a part of your life in her physical body?
She was dealing with alcoholism. She struggled.
Pardon me?
She was dealing with alcoholism. She struggled.
Okay. I need to share this with you, Pearl. Your mom has, she's now out of those challenges of the alcoholism that she was dealing with. She's now out of that physical body. She is now very, very helpful. She's going to help you. And I now want to go to the next step where he's talking about being around people. I'm just going to say this on a life coach level. If there's something that you're not comfortable with, or you don't feel like the environment is comfortable for you, well, absolutely don't be in it. Find your path that will make you comfortable. And as far as business, as far as your career, what you can do is, I do feel like you'll be more elevated, or you'll create more things in your life if you find a path that will give yourself almost, I don't want to say privacy, but give you your time to yourself where you can really focus, and dealing with individuals will be, others will be dealing with that. I got to ask you, are you in some type of career now?
But I'm heading towards the empty nest stage, so with all
okay.
the time on my hands, I'm going to have to make some choices as to what am I going to do with my time.
Okay. I'm going to say this just as I've shared every time when it comes to life coaching. You follow what you feel inside. You know what you want to do inside yourself, so you follow that. And I do. And I want to say this. I feel like you're going to work best where you're going to be in either an office where you have your own office in an area that's going to be to yourself, or you're going to be working from home where it's going to be inside, to yourself. But I feel like, I want to say this, your mom's wanting me to tell you, you're smart, you're smart, you're smart. She keeps saying you're smart. She wants you to know how intelligent you are and to utilize that as well, okay?
Okay.
She's also wanting to say something about the alphabet, like singing the alphabet or doing something with the alphabet. Will you remember that as well?
Yes, sure. Visualize the alphabet, I bet.
but again, you follow what you feel inside, and if you don't feel comfortable around, as you said at the very beginning, you don't feel comfortable around individuals, they irritate you in a certain way, then, look for a direction where you do not have to have that irritation around you whenever you're creating something for yourself. I do feel like you're very intelligent. You've got some smarts that are backing you, so... And your mom is okay now. She's really around you, and she was the first thing I connected with was mom. She loves you very much.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Can I answer that, Pearl?
Sure.
There's just a lot of regret, too, and she is aware of how the struggle she had impacted you. And I think with your empty nest stage approaching, that has triggered some emotional issues from the past that really, really need to be healed. And there's a lot you're holding in, and you've held it together for so long, and it's time to let it go. And I do feel your mom will assist you in this. However, I do think you need another human being to assist you in this. And there are different modalities. You would have to choose what's right for you according to your belief structure. But whether it be like a Reiki practitioner or someone.
Yeah, that's what I got when you said that was Reiki work.
Yeah. That can go a long way, and especially if you're willing to finally let it go. I do like to tell people that when it comes to absenteeism of a parent, you know, in your mom's case, there was, you know, a lot of non-education in how to get along with others. And, you know, when you're dealing with that, you will run into these bumps, and then you start to think, well, I probably should just stay away from people. But getting along with others is born of self-love. It really is. And I think that's where you need to start, and I think you'll find your way because you're a very loving person. It's just you're so afraid of doing the wrong thing or somebody reacting in a way, or, you know, it's hard to wade through. But if you had somebody to coach you through it, I think you'll be able to breathe a sigh of relief in less than a year, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for tuning in and for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Very, very difficult when we have parents struggling with issues like that because it creates so many issues within ourselves. There's great book material, too, Adult Children of Alcoholics. That's a very tough thing to navigate. So I wish you all the best, Pearl. Okay. We're going to take two more calls, and next area code is 612. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Joni.
Hi, Joni.
Hi, Joni.
Hi.
Thanks for tuning in. What can we do for you, man?
Well, I have a lot going on. I have to say I really liked what you had to say to the last caller. A lot of it resonated with me. It's kind of interesting. I guess the most important thing for me right now, well, various things, but job-wise, do I stay in the field I've been in, looking for work and not getting hired? And when do you think my financial situation will get better?
Hi, Joni. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
The first thing I did write was job, and then you came back to me and said about my job situation. So we're connecting very well. I also got to something about 9 years. I'm actually going back 9 years. I don't know how long you've been, you know, but there's a connection to 9 years. So keep that in mind as well.
I didn't really hear clearly what you said prior to the job.
As far as the job, I wrote down the word build. I feel like I feel like you may want to step back and refocus, and you may be looking. You say you're currently employed?
No, I'm unemployed, and I can't even get a minimum wage job.
Okay. I hear the word build up, and when they're telling me that, Joni, I feel like they want me to tell you to kind of step back a little bit because each time that you attempted to try to get a job, it's kind of pushed you back a little bit. Just kind of step away back from this for, you know, take a little time and just kind of step back and refocus. I just feel like you need to build yourself again. I want to say this. I do feel like something's going to come for you. I do feel like that this is going to come soon after the holidays, which is taking me around the 28th, 29th. From after the 28th and 29th, this will happen. I also feel like it'd be something that you're going to say to yourself, I don't know if I really want to do that or not, but it's going to be something. But understand if you take that, it's not going to be permanent. It's going to be temporary for you because it's just going to get you out there, build your confidence again. And then I feel like they're showing me they're showing me the sun going down, the change of the colors of the trees. I feel like by next fall, then you will leave that job and you'll be going into a job where you'll feel a lot more happier about. And I keep hearing the word nine. There's a nine connection, and this is someone that's coming through to help me in your life. It's either the ninth month, the ninth day, or 9 years. I really want to go more on 9 years. That there's something in your life for the last 9 years or 9 years ago, okay?
Something that happened 9 years ago.
Yeah.
That's impacting me now?
No, well, it could be.
Someone who died 9 years ago?
I don't know if it's someone that's moved on 9 years ago, but it could be something that they want you to reflect on 9 years ago. And this would be someone that has moved on, and they may have been in your life 9 years ago, or they may have said, I was with you nine years ago in spirit. But I feel like they want you to go back 9 years. And, okay, thank you. Look at some photographs look at some photographs that you have. I feel like you have a box of photographs or several photographs together. You may want to look at those.
Yeah.
Okay, you may want to go through those and look at ones. I'm going to use it would be like 2000. Would that be, Char? 2005? 2006?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and just kind of go through those, and it may trigger some memories for you. But your job, I want to say this again, I don't want you to get down if you get a job and it's not what you want, okay? Just go ahead and understand it's just temporary, that this better job than that school you're going to be happier with is going to happen around the fall of next year, okay?
Okay.
And just understand, too, you're not the only one out there that's going through what you're going through right now. Unfortunately, in this country, we've got many that's going through that right now. So just hang in there.
Am I going to go back? Sure.
Do you feel like somebody's holding you back? Do you feel held back by some kind of weird force that's tripping you up and you're all upset about it?
I don't want to go into a long story, but
I feel you're being held back intentionally.
I'm being held back intentionally.
Yeah, and with previous jobs, mistreatment of you, it's one of those karmic things, and the past 5 years have been extremely difficult, but it's one of those karmic things where you have some karma with relation to career, and it's so trying, and it's such a struggle, and I know you're very upset, but look at thoughts or feelings that might be projecting negatively onto the landscape of your future, and do your best to neutralize those and create the positive, because it's almost like someone in your life kind of set a limit for you and you kind of picked up the baton and continued that. So there's this, Joni needs to break free before she can be happy. Does that make sense at any level?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I had some spiritual attachments this last summer that, at least that's what I felt like, and that's what I inquired about.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you meditate?
It's really difficult for me. Tai Chi actually works better for me.
Okay.
That movement than sitting still. Part of it is just all the stress going on.
It's a lot, I know. You're bundling nerves.
I mean, exactly what you were saying about my past job experience was right on the money.
Mm.
Right on the money. I work hard. And it's
Joni,
like going, it's like
threatened. Let's get rid of her.
Well, that's what happened to my last job. I was working at a bagel shop for 6 weeks. They switched managers, the old manager, and she let me go with no reason. And I think that's what it was. She was my age, and I somehow intimidated her.
And you know what? I'm going to say this. There's nothing you're doing wrong. There's nothing wrong with you, and it's not like – it's just that you're unique, and when people come around you, the way you are – with your personality, sometimes what people do is they compare themselves to others. And when they compare themselves to somebody like you and they feel less than you, it then engenders guilt in the back of their mind. And what the ego tells them to do is attack what they perceive as the source of that guilt, which is Joni. And that's why you get blindsided so often, you know? And it hurts. I know. I know it hurts.
Well,
but
energetically, it's really hard, too. I am not in a position mm-hmm. to spend money on someone to work with me with. It's like I'm this unregulated emotional sponge.
Yeah.
Like,
so, balancing is crucial. Meditation is crucial. And also protective techniques. For instance, shining light on the destination. Like, say if you were going to the post office. I'm just throwing out an example. Shining light on everybody in the post office before you get there. When a position does come along, shining light on the coworkers before you get there. It makes a difference. And doing that protective white light surrounding you. Because you do have angels and guys that are trying to help you, but it's almost like the frenetic energy from feeling beat up is blocking you from hearing them.
Yeah.
I can feel my stomach hurts. My heart hurts for you. I can feel the tension. Hang in there. And as far as whatever this is that's pulling you back, give it till around March, middle of March 20th. Something around March 20th, keep your eyes open, trust your instincts, and you'll start getting clues as to the core of the issue. And then once you let that go, everything opens up for you. And then what Rick said, towards the fall, wow, hello. Okay?
So, I totally understand what you're saying, and it completely all makes sense, and I've been trying.
I know you are.
And Joni, keep in mind now, and I really believe this, that you shared with us about where you worked at and what happened there and the intimidation. Close that door and look at it as, well, that is where you were, is not really supposed to be. It may have would have held you back a little bit. You are to move forward. So close that door and just know that there was a reason for that, okay?
Reason, yeah. I mean, I knew that was just a temporary put the money in my pocket kind of job. I mean, I completely understand that. It just kind of really threw me for a loop. But
Joni, what are you passionate about? What do you like to do? If you could do it for free, what would you do?
What could I do for free? Oh, my gosh.
If there was something you loved so much that you would do it for free if you didn't have to worry about bills, what would it be?
Well, I already have kind of done that. Work with children, gardening. I went to school to be a greenhouse technician. I've done a lot of gardening and landscaping and garden centers. And
it hasn't
worked out very well.
Well, and basils would have really helped you back with the gift that you have, you know.
That was just supposed to be get the money in my pocket to pay a few bills.
It just hurts when someone says get out for no reason. Yeah. Open your heart and reconnect to your heart and go from there, and spirit will start dropping things in your lap. You have to feel passionate about what you're doing. If you're just going to say, well, I'm just going to exist, spirit has issue with that, and they're going to shake you up to make you pay attention, okay?
I just don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like,
ask and you shall receive. It's a step-by-step process. It's not about Rick, throwing out there, here's what you do, 1, 2, 3. It's not like that. We're here to give you markers so that you can look forward and be in the moment. It's our job to be present in every moment and be connected to spirit. And then when we get caught up at the worry and the stress and the hurt feelings, we start to block out, put a kink in that communication. You need to open back up and breathe and relax into yourself.
Is all that, not my negative energy, but in a sense, but I don't have any more spirit hanging on me, do I?
Talking negative spirits?
When I had a reading with someone this summer, they had said it was an ex that had passed, and that it's because I could feel it, like something that wasn't me, it's hard right now for me to, is this my intuitive physical reaction, or is this anxiety? Because I do have some things that have happened to me throughout my whole life, and usually it was very distinctive what was going on, and now I feel like that line is really blurred and I can't tell the difference. Is this just stress and anxiety, or is there something following me around?
Is there a clear reader?
Joni, were you married in 2005, 2006?
I've never been even asked to get married, so no.
Okay. Well, you mentioned an ex, something about an ex.
Yeah, the person had told me in this reading that I had an ex that had passed over. And I mean, it didn't surprise me that he was passed over, but...
Is this an ex in a relationship that was actually in your life?
Yeah, and she had said that he was holding on to me and holding me back.
Okay. Do you have
pictures
of him?
She cleared him. I think I got rid of them.
Okay.
Why? The last time I saw this man was back in, seven years ago.
I just feel very strong about what I shared earlier about the pictures of 2005, 2006. It may be some direction for you. And also, as you were sharing some thoughts with Char, I did write the word bicycles down, which is connected to children. So, and I got to ask you one more thing. Do you have a park in the city you live? Do you have a park?
Yes, I live. I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I'm right by the chain of lakes, the Parkway.
Okay, because I was feeling like, I don't know how if you go there, but I feel like a park.
I'm a block away from Three Lakes with the whole Minneapolis Parkway system.
Well, that's a beautiful area, so you might just want to go there and do some meditation. You was talking about, you know, some of the things. Go over there and just find you a good, you know, you got a beautiful place. It's cold up there right now, I understand, but there's a great setting to kind of meditate and get your thoughts and just get to do some relaxation techniques.
Okay, Joni?
Oh, okay.
All right, dear.
Okay,
wishing you luck, and we'll send you light and love, okay?
Just
all right.
Believe.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have faith. It'll get better.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Rick, can we take two more calls real quick?
Yes,
I've got
to go on the. I've got about 15 minutes, then I've got to go into the next show.
Okay, we'll make this as efficient as possible. Area code 408.
Right.
Hello, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Ashley.
Ashley, what can we do for you?
I'm
quickly.
I'm so excited. Thank you for taking my call. I'm in the process of writing and publishing a poem, a book, a children's rhyme picture book.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I've always wanted to do, is become a writer and also get my stuff out there to share with people. So I just wanted to know what you guys see for me this coming year, and if there's anything that I should know or my angels want to tell me, or I'm open. I'm open to anything.
Okay.
Well, hi, Ashley.
Hi.
I love it whenever I hear from individuals who's following their passion, and you have a passion for writing, and it's great that you're pursuing this. I don't know if you had this book of poems already published or not, but I did see a sky blue, so you may want to, in the cover of the book, you may want to put something to do with sky blue in the cover.
Okay.
Ooh,
I like.
And before you mentioned the children's, I actually wrote baby, so which is young children. So I feel like you're on the right direction with this. Is it published yet?
No, I'm actually getting all of the paperwork, like a cover letter. I'm writing my cover letter, and I'm writing my manuscript and getting it ready to send to the publisher. I'm just still kind of making it perfect, basically, so that I can send it and feel really great about it.
Okay, I hear three, so you may want to send it to three different ones, and I also
three different people.
Okay.
I was considering.
All right, that's awesome. And also, if there's going to be some illustrations in this, I feel like they may want to talk to you a little more about the illustrations in the book. They may want to do some changes, but it's all going to be good for you, okay?
Oh, good.
And don't forget I said sky blue. For some reason, that's very, very very, very, that's a strong, strong connection with the Sky Blue. So if they talk about the cover for this, you just, you may want to recommend to put do something with the Sky Blue color.
Oh, thank you. I love that.
All right.
All right.
Looking forward to seeing it in the shelves and the bookstores.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
all right,
Ashley.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're going to New Jersey, area code 609. Hi, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Tabitha.
Hi, Tabitha. What part of Jersey are you in?
South Jersey in Mount Holly area, South Jersey.
Mount Holly, okay. I have family in Blackwood.
Oh, okay.
And,
not too far.
Yeah.
Not too far.
Cool. What can we do for you?
I have a question about, I have a lawsuit going on, and I have to see my lawyer on the 16th for us to talk about it, and on the 17th, we're actually going to have the deposition. I want to know, am I going to win the case? You know, what's going to happen with this? I'm kind of nervous. I don't want to
What area are we in here? Is it family court, divorce?
No, no, it's a lawsuit where I slipped and fell.
Slipped and fall. Okay.
Okay. Has this been delayed before?
Well, this is the first time I think it is for, like, the deposition where they're actually, I guess, took the time to really look into the case.
Okay. And I'm just straight up to Tabitha. By the way, thank you for calling. It's a pleasure to talk with you. I did hear a delay with patients, so what you may want to, after the deposition, you may feel like it's not going as quickly as you want, which is typical in when you talk about legal. But I really feel that you just need to be patient. I do feel like I need to share with you, I don't feel like this is actually going out of court. And, again, I always share with everyone, you listen to your experts in their respective fields, the medical experts, the law experts. You know, when I work with them, I share with everyone, you listen to those guys first because they are the experts. But I do feel like this might be taken care of before you actually go into a court-type environment, okay? So,
okay.
I feel good. Is it going to be where you want it to be? I feel like there's going to be a partnership there, and I feel like there's going to be something that you're both going to agree with, and everything's going to be all right. Did you actually hurt a bone?
My knee. It's causing some problems.
Okay.
It's caused some problems. Yes, it has.
I do, and again, listen to your doctors. But I feel like there's like bones that are turned, or there's bones that are not connected right, or there's something to do with a bone there. So you might want to keep an eye on that. Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tabitha.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, honey.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Wow, Rick, that was fun.
Char, we've got some great energy on this show. I love it.
We sure do, and I hope you are okay with how I handled the one call that got there were so many things going on at once, and I didn't want to spend too much more time in public.
Yeah, you did excellent on that. As he was sharing with me, I felt it was close, and the more he talked, the more I understood what the messages I was getting. But, all we can do is let him know that help. You always receive help when you ask for it.
Absolutely.
And if it's not through individuals, it's through spirit, and just maintain that thought. So, but it's been a real pleasure, and I'm looking forward to the next time we can do this. We work very well together, Char.
We sure do. Well, the theme for January for the show is honoring your resolution to change your life. So I'm bringing back the heavy hitter. So if you would like to come back, I'll try to squeak you into the schedule there. Okay.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right. If you want, I'll give you a call and we'll hammer out dates and times, or we can email whatever you like.
Sounds great.
All
right. Again, I share with everyone on every show I'm on, embrace every moment that you receive in your life, my friends, and always keep the faith and just believe.
Absolutely. And please tell everybody about your website. He has lots of products, books, DVDs. I didn't get time to go into all that because we had so many callers, but he has an array of products. He's got an audio book. He's got all this great stuff, articles. Sign up for his free newsletter. And tell us, it's lifesgift.com without an apostrophe, LIFESGIFT.com. And tell us where to get to your show. It's a little tricky, that one.
Well, we're live on para-x.com. It's Para-X Radio Network. Just go to para-x.com. If you're not able to be there on a live show, it's streamed on other networks throughout the week and syndicated. And then also we have it available on the web, the LifeSkip website for you. So if you you can check that out as well.
Mm-hmm.
So and like I shared, tonight's show is going to be I'm going to share my predictions, and it may be a bit interesting for some of the things I received in connecting and getting some thoughts for the world for next year. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'll be tuning in. And the name of your show, Reflections with Rick Hayes, if you have trouble finding the website, because it's spelled a little differently. There is a hyphen between para and the letter x.com. But you can also type in Reflections with Rick Hayes, and it took me right to it. So you shouldn't have any problem. Well, thank you so much, Rick. I enjoyed working together with you to help others. And until next time, everyone, God bless and be at peace. So long for now.